Let's go to the book of Romans in chapter 1. We're still dealing with the wisdom of God and the wisdom of man, but we're getting closer to the end of this. But I really want to get it across to you while we're looking at this, how important it is for us to have the wisdom of God versus the wisdom of man. Having the wisdom of God will guide and direct us in all things. Paul, writing here to the church at Rome in chapter 1, beginning with verse 16, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And I still believe in the power of God. I'm old school. I really am. I'm old school. I grew up in a different time, in a different world than what this is that we're living in now. I've seen God's power move. I've been in the churches during revival meetings when the altar would be full. People would be wrapped around the altar weeping and crying for loved ones. See, we don't seem to do that anymore and stuff. I listened to Brother Howard when he was praying, talking about family members that needed the Lord and how true that is if we just stop and think about it. We look to the time when the Lord comes back after us and we wait for that coming and stuff. But you know what I always think of when I think about that? I think about the ones that are lost and undone. That's what I think about. That burdens my heart and it hurts my heart to think about the Lord coming back and stuff and the people that's lost and undone. But here Paul said, he said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Let's look at the book of Hebrews for a second, chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Going through verse 6, he said, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the substance. Now that's something that you can put your hands on right there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And when the Bible talks about hoping for something, we're not talking about, "I hope that there is a Lord. I hope that there is a Jesus." There's a steadfast a surety in knowing that we have a Heavenly Father and we have a Savior who bled and died on an old rugged cross that we might live. Made me think of a little story a man told me one time, and I never forgot about that. He said he was talking about the Lord. He said this man took his little boy into the city with him. And he said he had some business there in that city to take care of that day. He said he took his little boy into a building. He was a small little boy, 6, 8 years old. He said, "Son, I've got to go upstairs on this elevator." And he said, "You can't go with me." And he said, "I'm going to be gone for just a little bit taking care of this business." He said, "But you stay right here and wait on Daddy because I'm coming back to get you." And so the daddy got on that elevator and he left the little boy there. The little boy stayed, and people got to watching the little boy, and there wasn't nobody with him. They got concerned with him. And the man walked up and said, "Son, are you by yourself?" I said, "No, sir." I said, "My daddy is with me." Now, daddy wasn't there for nobody to see him, but the little boy said, "My daddy is with me. I'm not worried about it. My daddy is with me." He said, "Son, it's not good for you to be here by yourself." I said, "I want to take you where somebody can see after." He said, "No, sir." He said, "I thank you." He said, "But my daddy told me to stay right here." He said, "Because he's coming back for me." He said, "My daddy ain't never failed me. He ain't never told me wrong. He ain't never lied to me in my whole life." And said, "I'm staying right here because I know one thing for a fact, that my daddy is coming back for me." And I thought about that today when I was going over the scriptures and stuff. He said it is a substance, something that you can hold, something that you can rest assured of, things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. I'm thankful to the Lord that I've got something today, Brother Vince, that I'm looking for. And though I can't see it, Brother Vince, I still know that it's on the way. I still know that it's on the way. Said, for it by the elders obtained a good report. Said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I like that right there too. He said, the faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. I missed this Big Bang theory. Somehow or another, I must have been asleep when all that was going on, where they talk about there was a Big Bang. And everything just went to its place, and it was just hanging there. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, I can take a rubber ball and hold it up in the air and turn loose of it, and it don't stay. So, well, you don't understand space, Lee. It ain't like that out in space. Ain't no gravity pulling. But I'm telling you, that don't work the way and stuff that man thinks it is. All these planets, all these stars, all these things in the universe just sitting out there, they're not running into one another. They're just sitting there and stuff, just being hung because of one thing and one thing only, and that's because God spoke it into where it's at. He spoke it into where it's at. That's the reason Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the power of God. See, this country now, this world now has forgotten the power of God. They don't want nothing to do with the power of God anymore and stuff because, you know why? They too smart for it. They too smart for it. They already know everything there is to know. We don't need God. What is God? What is God? We talk about this God. Where is He at? In the evidences of things not seen. I'm thankful that I'm serving a God that I know is there. He said, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being yet dead speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Listen to verse 6. It said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, standing here, I don't have the kind of faith that I wish I did. I don't have the kind of faith that I wish I had. The Bible said if we had faith as a grain of mustard seed, Jesus said you'd say to this mountain, be ye removed. The Bible tells us that a grain of mustard seed is the smallest seed there is. But it grows into a great big tree-like where it said the birds built their nest. If we had faith like that, but God has given to each of us a measure of faith for us to believe God and to serve God and to do His will. And the Bible says here, without exercising that faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is what? That he is God. That he is God and there is none beside him. None. He believed that he is God and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that is just to continuously seek the Lord. How much better we'd all be if we'd continuously seek the Lord. Now we get busy every day on our jobs and the things that we have to take care of. And it seems like there's so many things come upon us and stuff, but if we would slow down enough to think about the Lord in everything that we do, in every transaction that involves us in this old life, that we would think about the Lord, and we'd spend time in prayer, and we'd spend time in seeking the Lord and seeking His will every day that we live. What does that mean, Brother Lee? We're not going to be no more trouble. If we seek the Lord and stuff, there won't be any more trouble. I'm not saying that, but it is for us to remember what He said. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So you'll never be in trouble alone. When you're in trouble, and it's coming, Jesus said, in this world ye shall have tribulation. He didn't say you might have. He said, ye shall have tribulation. But He said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Even those times of struggling and sorrow and heartache, He said, be of good cheer. He said, for I have overcome the world. That tells me that I am in the Lord. I'm in Him. He's telling me, He said, you're safe. You're in my hands. You're in the Father's hands. You're safe. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And that tells me that even during the troubles and trials and tribulations of this old life, one way or another, I'm coming through it over on the other side. It may not be in this old world down here. I may get took home during those trials and tribulations. But I've got something to rejoice about because I'm not bound here in this old world. This world doesn't hold me, but my Father and my Savior are the ones that holds me and keeps me. The Bible says for us to diligently seek the Lord. Let's go back to the book of Romans. The Bible says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. It said the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth or hold back the truth in righteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. Now I want you to listen to what the Bible says there. He said, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, or manifest to men. For God has showed it unto them. Now that's not Lee, that's the Bible. The Bible says God has shown unto man who God is. What God is. It says, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. And I read just a few minutes ago there in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 11, what the Bible said. He said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And the Bible says here, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now listen to verse 21. So because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. The Bible says they knew God. People in this whole world, the gospel has been preached. It's been taught. And the Bible says, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Now again, I'm going to talk about Brother Howard in his prayer a while ago. thanking the Lord for His blessings and for the mercies that God has shown unto him. And not him alone, but to every one of us in here. Every one of us in here. The Bible says they didn't want nothing to do with God. They weren't thankful. They didn't want anything to do with Him. But they became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Now listen, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now we're talking here about man's wisdom. We're talking about God's wisdom. And what did the Bible say? It said they were professing themselves to be wise, and they became fools. You can get to knowing too much. You can let your vain mind get away from you, thinking you know so much. Goes back to what my daddy told me one time, or told a man about me. He said, you might ask him something, but you ain't going to tell him nothing. Now, I was 15 or 16 when that was said, and I've never forgot that. Because, see, that registered in my mind, well, is Papa telling the truth? And I think he was. Because, see, I had done reached those teenage years where I knew everything that they was to know. I done had everything figured out. I wasn't lacking in nothing. But I have found out as I've got to be an older man that I don't know anything. The more things come along for me to try to answer, I realize I don't have the answer. And where does the answer lie at? The answer is with God. It's with my Heavenly Father. It's with my Savior Jesus. So we don't want to cross that line that the Bible is talking here, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God unto an image made like corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Idols. Now you don't have to have some kind of little Buddha sitting on the table somewhere to have an idol. Anything that will keep you away from the Lord will become an idol. Anything that will keep you from serving the Lord from your heart will become an idol. You don't have to have these little old things. But you know something I've thought about on this right here, you know, the truth be known, now I've had some good supervisors in my life. I've had some good bosses. I have had some. Not many. But I have had some good bosses that treated me good. And I've never forgot them, and I've never failed to appreciate the way that they treated me. But you know something? Man, for some reason, don't want to be supervised. You know, a lot of times and stuff, even if you're good to people, people have a bitterness toward you just because you're in a position of authority. It's the same way with a police officer. What in the world are you pulling me over for? We was going to see Daddy one day. When Daddy was in the nursery, look at Jane go to laughing. She wouldn't laugh now if she'd been driving. See, I got a bumper sticker that says, I might be slow, but I'm ahead of you. See, I don't drive fast. Now, that's just the way I am. I don't drive fast. Now, if you put me on a racetrack somewhere, I'm going to be the last one to the hole, so you might as well just figure that, because I'm not going to get in no hurry on the road. I have to see what's going on. People said, Lee, I met you the other day and just waved. He said, you just went on right on down the road. I said, listen, I have to watch everything when I'm driving. I ain't got time to be seeing who's got the hand stuck up in there. I think you're trying to stop me. We had gone to see Daddy at the nursing home. In this particular part of Buckhannon, when you turn off the road, It's a big drop. And I didn't even have my foot on the gas pedal. But I didn't have it on the brake neither. And I seen blue lights come on. I said, what in the world is going on now? And I pulled off the side of the road. The guy walked up. I need to see your license registration. Did you know you were speeding? Me? I was speeding? Yes, sir, you were. You was going 65 in a 35. I said, that hill is a lot steeper than I thought it was. He said, what is your business in Buckhannon? I said, I'm going over here to see my daddy in the nursing home. He said, everything looks good. Said, you go on, but you slow it down. So, see, the good Lord was watching over me then and stuff. But people just don't want a supervisor. They don't want a boss. And there's a lot of people in this whole world don't want a God. And they don't want a Savior. And the reason they don't want a God, they don't want a Savior, because I'm going to tell you something. When you've got a God, when you've got a Heavenly Father, when you've got a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you have a supervisor. You have a supervisor. Now, if you are saved by the grace of God and washed in that precious and holy blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, if you go to do something wrong, you're going to know about it. The Holy Ghost speaking is going to tell you that you're wrong. You may like that, you may not like that. But man, he just don't like a supervisor. He just don't want nobody bossing him. And I thought about that when I was reading those scriptures right there. They didn't want anything to do with God, so they made them a little God to suit their own purpose. See, that God that they serve, they can't walk, they can't see, they can't hear, they can't talk. You can pick them up, move them around wherever you want them to and stuff, and this is my God. And man has a need for God inside him because God created man. He has a need inside of him for God. Spirit and soul has a need for God. But you're looking for God in the wrong places when you're trying to set up a little God that you can serve. That can be your hopes, your dreams. I'm going to sit, and there's nothing wrong with hoping and dreaming. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I'm talking about setting those hopes and dreams above everything else. Above the Lord. The Bible tells us in the Scriptures, it said for us to say, if the Lord be willing. If God is willing for me to do this or that, then I will accomplish it. And if not, then I won't. Whatever the Lord's will is, the Lord's will be done. The Bible says here they set up their own little gods. It says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now listen, because they didn't want anything to do with God. Now you're going to have to understand what the Scriptures are saying here. Because they didn't want anything to do with God, God gave them up. He turned them loose. Now the Bible tells us it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This world doesn't hear that scripture anymore. And the reason being, they're not afraid of the Lord. Now we're talking about God who created heaven and earth. And all power is in His hand to do whatever He wants to do. Now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have a reverent fear of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. But I also have a fearful fear. Because God can do anything. He can call you to an altar of repentance, or He can turn you loose. You better listen to what the Scripture says. He said, God gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Listen to what the Scripture says. He said they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Now we're talking about homosexuality here. The Bible says they didn't want to serve Him, so He gave them up. He turned them loose. Now listen, I want to tell you something, people. You don't want to be turned loose. Now, when we're talking about sin, we're not excluded because we're saved by the grace of God. For this old flesh is still sinful by nature. There are pet sins that people like to pick out. And they like to say, well, this one is worse than any other. And I'll never be caught doing something like this. Be careful what you say you won't do. Because that'll be the very next shoe that you'll put your foot in. Before you know what's going on, you'll be trapped in something before you realize what's happened. But if you want to see, people talk about, well, homosexuality, where does it come from? Well, the Bible says here that God gave them up. God gave them up. So, let me explain something to you here about homosexual. How do you feel about them, Lee? I love them. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I love them. For see, I am a failure and I am a sinner. And I stand here tonight because of one thing. One thing. And that was God loved me. A failure and a rotten sinner, as worse as any has been. And God loved me and gave His only begotten Son, that through Him I might be saved and be reconciled to my Heavenly Father and forgiven of my sins. But what I am talking about tonight, I am talking about being careful of what you're doing. Because it is in us to sin. It is in us to fail. And you can be on your face so quick, you don't know which end is up. Listen to this now. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they didn't want to keep God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God gave them up. Here we are one more time, the Scripture. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Listen now. Listen to what the Scripture says. Now, they were talking about the wisdom of man here. Now, listen to what the wisdom of man will bring on. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Listen to that list right there. Now listen to it. I want you to listen to it. Being filled with all unrighteousness. If you hear those things that God's Word says right here, I mean, if you go to right there, backbiters. Now, I'm going to just tell you something. Now, I'm pulling that one out of the hat right there because that one is so easy. But now it's listed with murderers. A backbiter. See, you can say to yourself, well, do I fall into these things? You know what it made me think of? It made me think of the Pharisee and the tax collector in the temple. And that Pharisee standing upright. See, he didn't have to bow because he was good enough. He'd stand straight up and down. Didn't even have to bow. He said, Lord, I thank you that I got everything covered. I'm in good shape. I'm not like this person over him. And I'm not like that person back there. I got everything going just like you want me to have it, God. Ain't you good and fortunate, God, that I'm here with you? God, just to help you. The Bible says he stood upright, proud. And then there, the tax collector. The Bible said he wouldn't even lift his eyes up to heaven. Had his head bowed, he wouldn't even lift his eyes up to heaven. And he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this is Jesus talking, and he said, I'm telling you that he went home justified in the sight of God. And that's where we should want to be, is justified in the sight of God. And we talk about backbiters. Like I said, I pulled that backbiters out, and it's mixed right in there with a bunch of other stuff like fornication, covetousness, envy, murder, haters of God. But see, if you find, and it's so easy to do. Did you hear about old so-and-so? You hadn't heard about him yet? Well, let me tell you about him. And I'm talking about, this is the way our flesh is. I'm not pointing anybody out. I'm saying this is just the way our old flesh is. It's just a hog that loves slop. And what are you going to feed it? And how are you going to feed it? We should be, as I said, always seeking God's will in our life. 24 hours a day if you awake. You lay your head down to sleep at night and say, Lord, watch over me and keep me. For I don't know what in this world I could do tomorrow. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, none merciful. Now listen to this. Who knowing the judgment of God. Now the Bible says that these people know the judgment of God. They know right from wrong. Knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. They're worthy of death. Well, what did the Bible say? The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Plain and simple. Now, a wage is something that you earn. So the Bible tells me, Lee, your wages are worthy of death. Because, see, I'm going to heaven because of mercy and grace and kindness and forgiveness. But I'm worthy of death. I should be in hell. The wages of sin is death, but what? The gift of God. Not something I earned. Not something I was worthy of. But the gift of God. The gift of God. Now here, the Bible says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Now listen to what it says. He said, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. What it's saying right there, talking about these people and stuff, they are sinners, and they love their sin, and their wrongdoing, and not only do they enjoy their sin and their wrongdoing, they have pleasure in people around them who do the same thing. You know, that's what happens to a lot of people and stuff, because if you're involved in something that you shouldn't be involved in, or if you're caught in something that you don't want to be caught in, you know, most of the time, you don't want to be there by yourself. You want somebody else in that situation with you. That's the reason the people in this world are so much a better witness than we are for the Lord. You want to go out with me tonight? What you going to be doing? I'm just going to do a little drinking, do a little running around. You want to go with me? I think I'll go. There are more people asking those kind of questions than, do you go to church somewhere? Do you know the Lord? Are you saved by His grace? God, help us. Help us to be a witness for the Lord, like the lost people is a witness for the world. Brother Mike, I'm going to stop there for tonight.